a set of runners,
and
then another set of runners in the back section.
So a bobsled has two sets of runners?
Yes, that's right.
How about the kind that kids use to go down hills on? Just with gravity.
I used to do it. We just called them sleds.
That's the only word, a sled?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call them a coaster sled or coasting sled?
Not back there in those days we didn't.
Okay.
Sled.
If you want to have something, you want to saw up some firewood, and you want to set the firewood on something while you're sawing it, what would you call that?
Bucksaw.
Yes, if you cut it by hand, you'd call it a bucksaw.
Okay. How about the sort of A-frame thing that the carpenters use, maybe made of 2x4s or something usually?
Miter?
No, I was thinking of something more elaborate, larger but less elaborate. The thing stands about this high that maybe he'll lay a couple of, lay a plank across two of them and saw it or something like that. Give him a working surface.
Horses, you mean?
Yeah, what's the term for it?
Horses.
Carpenter's horses.
Carpenter's horses, yeah, okay.
They're, on V-shaped legs with the timber across.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling an A-frame.
That's right.
Yeah.
Carpenter's horses.
Okay. If you want to fix up your hair, you might use a comb, and you might use what else?
A hairbrush.
Okay. The old days, they had straight razor. You used to sharpen your straight razor on what?
On a piece of leather, which had a special name.
It was a razor strap.
Razor strap, that's right.
Okay.
I've been battling with it.
If you want to go hunting with your rifle, what do you call a type of ammunition that you put in it?
Cartridge or bullet.
Okay, looking for cartridge. What do you call a thing that the kids play on? I guess they have formal types now, but they used to just maybe take a board and lay it across a rock, and one kid get on one end, one on the other, and bounce up and down like this. What would you call that?
Teeter totter.
Okay. Did you ever have anything, I've never found anybody that had this, but did you ever have anything where it was anchored, you had a board anchored at both ends and a kid would either jump on or bounce up and down on something in the middle?
No, we never did that.
I don't know anybody that has this in here anyway. How about the thing where the kids go round and round?
Merry-go-round.
If you have coal, say coal heat, what do you call the stuff there, the thing that you carry the coal in and bring it in?
Might be referred to as a coal bucket.
Okay. Do you have any other word for it? What about the thing you use to maybe carry a load of compost from one place to another? Something small, sort of middle-sized loads that are too big to carry by hand, but not big enough to put in a truck or something.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to use it.
Handy device. How about the type of thing that you carry to sharpen your knife or your scythe?
A whetstone.
Okay. How about the larger thing that you?
I used to work with an old codger at the cemetery at Rensselaer, and we'd use the scythes to cut some weeds around the edges. And he says there's never any time lost in wetting. So we stop off and wet his scythe. Keen edge on it.
What do you call the thing that you turn around, this bigger thing that turns around?
Grindstone.
Okay. If the car has grease fittings on it, you figure that the manufacturer probably expects you to do what to the car so often?
Grease it often.
Okay. If you're not too careful putting this on the car, you're liable to get it on you and your shirt or whatever is going to become all, my shirt is...
I know what I tell him, your shirt is greasy.
Okay, what would you say?
Grease spotted.
Well, using the same word. Would you?
Yeah, it'd be the same.
Well, say it.
Grease.
Well, that wasn't quite what I was looking for. It was, the shirt is,
it's greasy.
Okay. Some people say greasy and some people say...
Oh.
They,